Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
He was dealing with demons. And that's what made them, them demons made him put a gun to his head and kill himself. And don't you know when you kill yourself, you can't go to no heaven like that? You got people tell us, oh, you're going to heaven. Nigga, you can't go to no heaven like that. You can't kill yourself and don't come back and say, "Lord, forgive me." You want to stay in the head. Don't you let people tell you that foolish. That's foolish. Yeah. You don't supposed to take your own life. Mm-mm. Look what happened. Let me go. Y'all look at me crazy now. But because, look at four, he said, because that's right, it's the truth. I'm telling you the truth up here. Because that he had his been often bound with feathers, four said, and chains. And now you know he's smelling bad.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
By now. Because it's hot, probably. And he run up and down the grave. He ain't got no shade. Come on now. He ain't took no bath. I know he ain't did that. He ain't got no Tide soap or no oxygen soap or no none of that kind of stuff. He ain't got no polo green, polo blue. He in a graveyard. Picture yourself like that. Don't think you can't be like that.
That's right.
Don't think your mind can't. Now, this ain't something I preach now, because I was in the old Chester. I like that old Chester. But God led me here, because if there's somebody in here, his grace and mercy, what's going to bring you through what you're going through. His power going to bring somebody wherever they're going through. If the devil brought you to the mess, God has got power to bring you through the mess. And he says, I got to read them for y'all. Five said, all night. You would have said, no, it said, always. Oh, I won't leave nothing out. Night. And all day. Can you imagine? He wasn't even eating nothing. This man was in a bad fix. This boy here was so demonic that he couldn't even eat. He couldn't even think for himself. Bleed because he said he was cutting himself with stones. Picture yourself like that. Don't think you can't get down to that level.
Amen.
Don't think you can't be homeless.
Amen.
That's right.
You're looking at a living testimony. Y'all know where I come from. Amen. You know where I come from. And everybody say that to your friend, shake your hand. Them the ones that call them backstabbers.
All right, now.
Smile on your face. You remember that song? But you got a friend in Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I heard him say, Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Because James 3 said, all of our sins to back. You got a friend in Jesus. And you need to, if you ain't got him, if you do got him, you need to try to keep him in your heart. Because God said, I dwell in the heart of faith. Jesus is a spiritual thing. And all of us one of these days is going to be spiritual.
Amen.
Because the Bible says in the 22nd chapter of Matthew, they came to Christ and they said, now, the Sadducees, they didn't even believe in the resurrection anyway. They say one of the brothers died and left the wife, and then another brother died and all this other stuff. They was trying to trap Jesus, but how can you trap God when God knows everything anyway?
Come on.
Jesus was a part of God.
Yes, he was.
God took us a part of him and say, look, that wasn't but a soul saved in the last world. I'm going to get some glory now. I'm going to take my son after 42 generations and send him down to planet Earth. And he's going to be lived like a human being. He's going to be tested. He's going to be tried. But he's going to die. And whosoever will call upon my name, on my son's name. That's why I want to say 9 and 10. Every time I pray, you know I bring that up. Mac, I said that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall be, let's back that thing up in Romans 12 and 1 say Paul in 10, Romans 10 and 1 say Paul say, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God that Israel might be saved. Do you have some people in your family that ain't saved? You know I got some in mind. They always try to talk about you.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
They're always trying to bring up what you done did in the past. They ain't bringing up what they done now. But they always bringing up down here what you done done.
That's right.
How you gonna be this and how you gonna be? What you mean? God looked beyond my fault this morning and saw my need. It's through his grace and his mercy. Hey.
Yes.
As soon as something happened, they'll tell you now I'm trying to get up in there time I pray for him.
That's right.
I got a brother like that.
Right.
Always bringing up head. I'm talking about him here. I'm talking about my own radio to my woman here. I don't care. We was talking the other day. Yeah, you know, Darby. I said, yeah, but Darby got his own construction company now. Darby done got it together now. Darby still got his funeral home. Darby still got it now. And he still got his wife. Don't tell me how good God is here.
Yeah.
Shut up and left me alone quick. I can't talk about nobody. And you can't run and talk about nobody. Because you were the alcoholic yourself. Even though you went to the military and you crossed every eye out of you, you still was doing something. You ain't had no. You got every eye crossed every teeth. You got PhD and all this kind of stuff. But God ain't interested in that. The Lord is looking for a few good men to go and tell somebody about the Lord and what he has done.
Yes,
he. But drop down.
Lord.
Look at that 15 verse.
Yeah.
I closed my Bible. I think the King came. Look at the 15. No. Let's go to the 14 verse. Let me show you how people are.
Come on.
Instead of them dying, happy for the man.
Come on,
man. They've been told the more Pharisees. Mm. Hey, let me show you something. Let's back that thing up. What means a little farther. Even the swine didn't want to be bothered with the devil. That's how crazy we is. It's in your Bible if you ain't tore it out. The demon say, can we go into the swine?
Yeah.
Now they know who Jesus was. Here we are in our right elect man and still acting like we don't know who he is.
Say it.
It's in the text.
Right.
Don't close the Bible. Don't open it. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Keep the Bible. And look down. They say in 14 verse. They say they went and told the religious leaders and all the folks. Now don't forget the dope heads wasn't even thinking about that now. The crackheads and all the folks, they weren't thinking about Jesus doing no killing him. It was the church. That was wrong now. The church, man, some people in church act like the world, worse than the world.
Watch
it. Right. They went and told it. Oh, I know I'm right. I've been on this thing 25 years. And I know one thing, I'd have been up and I'd have been down. But the Lord will see you through every time. And when he bring you through, he touched people's heart, Diane. And he gonna bless you because you try to bless your pastor. I'm here to tell you, Diane, you better stand still for the Lord, because the Lord got some stuff for you. Let me tell you something. God already told me, Eugene, whosoever bless you, I'm gonna bless them.
I walked another day.
And I'm in the car today.
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you something. When you want my dog, you ain't got to have that down there.
Amen.
As you look at the text, says they came to Jesus in the 15th verse of that chapter. The Bible said that they came to Jesus.
Alright.
Jesus, something, man. I'm gonna say, you know, in the old times they say, I'm a powerful station identification. Miss Pat. They came to Jesus.
Yeah.
Tell a boy that had been sick and acting a fool, running up and down the grave of the dead folks.
Yeah.
Wasn't smelling too good.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking too good. that again. I know he's all right. Can I get a witness up in here? I know he's all right. Take six. Drop down to the 23rd verse of that chapter. Here comes Jairus. Fell down. Jesus feet.
Thank you.
lift up. I'm just trying to lift up. But I don't put no self in front. I'm real with what I do. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. God has blessed me because I'm real in what I do. I don't worry about the money because if I stay in the Lord, he'll touch somebody's heart. And that's why I'm saying, God, stay up there. Oh, my God, I'm here. Oh, there. The sun to do to shine. Tell me. They said to me, you save others. Why you can't save yourself? But Jesus, I see the man from Galilee, ignored that mess because that's what he came for.
The Lord be good to you, and look how you look.
she was trying to put your house. I got in the way and got the shot for you. Sit down a little while. You see the burn that's on my legs. Why this burn is on my legs? Because I was playing around the fire. And one day I saw you about to get in the fire. But instead of you getting in the fire,
can witness when I say,